This episode of 365 Days of Astronomy is sponsored by Chris. To my son, John, happy birthday and happy stargazing. Love, Dad.
You are about to listen to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
What do they talk about?
Astronomy, you know, stuff that's far away.
How far?
How far? Well,
this stuff is far.
It's really far.
This stuff is far, far, far away. We're talking far.
Like Uber far.
You can't get there by car today. It's super duper crazy far, but not just pulsars, quasars, and stars. We mean it's far.
Far, far,
far, far. If there's some doubt, listen to a shout.
This stuff is far.
The IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast starts now.
I'm Roz Brown, Media Relations Manager for Ball Aerospace. Today I'm with Joan Howard, Ball Aerospace's Program Manager for the WISE mission. WISE stands for the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, a NASA satellite that will carry an infrared-sensitive telescope into space in order to return an all-sky survey. Ball Aerospace built the satellite for the WISE mission, which, by the way, is scheduled to launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base in just a few days. Joan, WISE is an infrared mission, so it uses a different kind of instrument as used for, say, for instance, the Hubble mission. Tell us how it's different.
Well, Roz, first of all, the telescope is much smaller, and it's a longer wavelength infrared instrument. WISE will survey the sky in four wavelengths from 3 to 23 microns, so the instrument is a four-channel, super-cooled infrared telescope designed to provide a full-sky infrared map. Also, WISE will measure more than 100,000 asteroids in the solar system and identify two-thirds of all stars in the solar neighborhood that have not yet been seen, including those closest to the sun. The other missions focus on selected areas of the sky, so they have better sensitivity, but only in small areas.
Okay, well, NASA has procured other sky surveys in past decades, so what will WISE do that they didn't do?
Well, a couple things, Roz. WISE sees an infrared light, which is light beyond the red part of the rainbow, invisible to our eyes. There has not been an infrared survey in more than 20 years, and there has been significant progress in technology during that time. Because of that, WISE has the ability to survey the entire sky with 500 times more sensitivity than previous sky surveys, and should provide information to astronomers, physicists, and the public for decades to come. And it will do that all in about 6 months. Since the atmosphere blocks the infrared, ground-based surveys are not able to gather information on these wavelengths.
6 months. Wow, that's short. So the WISE mission is only expected to last about 7 to 10 months. Why is that?
Well, in one word, Roz, cryogen. In this case, solid hydrogen boils off as it cools the instrument. This mission is designed to have a 6 month survey, which covers the entire sky. But current analysis indicates that the cryogen will last for up to 10 months. You should know that all objects produce infrared light, and the warmer they are, the more they produce. Additionally, in the expanding universe, distance objects are moving away from us rapidly, so their wavelengths are shifted longer. Even something that would be emitting visible light would be visible only in the infrared if moving rapidly away. The telescope needs to be colder than the objects in space it will observe, so the detectors can see the dim infrared radiation from them rather than from the telescope. Our principal investigator is fond of saying that we're looking for the old, the cold, and the dusty.
That's good. The old, the cold, and the dusty. I like that. So the commissioning takes a month, and the survey of the sky is scheduled for 6 months, and there's still 3 months coolant left. What happens in those 3 months?
Well, we'll just keep taking data. WISE is expected to complete the second pass of half the sky. This would increase the sensitivity of that part of the survey, finding more near-Earth objects, help determine variability of some of those objects, and the distance and motions of other nearby objects.
How cold will the components be then?
Well, the optics will be cooled to less than 20 degrees centigrade above absolute zero. The silicon arsenide detectors need to be cooled further to less than 8 kelvins. The Mercantil detectors operate at a higher temperature, around 32 Kelvin.
And how will you keep it that cold?
Well, we have filled the WISE cryostat, think of it like a giant thermos bottle, with solid hydrogen which surrounds the instrument.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about the Ball Aerospace spacecraft.
Well, the spacecraft is approximately 3 feet tall and 6 foot diameter octagon, so it's a relatively small, compact spacecraft. WISE is a single string spacecraft, which means that for the most part, there is no redundant hardware. Every part has to work, since there's no backup as in most spacecraft. The design is suited for this type of low Earth orbit, short-lived mission. Although small, it does provide the very stable pointing required, as well as power, communications, and fall protection.
Nonetheless, it's called the Wide Field Telescope. How do you get the wide field view?
Well, the wide field of view comes from the fact that the field of view is nearly a degree, which is much wider than most scientific instruments. WISE has a small telescope diameter, about 40 centimeters, and large detector arrays. There are four infrared-sensitive detector arrays greater than 1 megapixel each. The resolution of the telescope is 6 arcseconds in the near-infrared and 12 arcseconds in the mid-infrared.
Tell us a little bit about the orbit launch.
Well, the orbit is called a sun synchronous because it flies over the dividing line between the day and night on Earth, called the terminator. The 500-kilometer circular orbit, inclined by 97 degrees, shifts as Earth moves around the sun so it can stay over this line. This allows the spacecraft to be constantly in sunlight. That way, the solar panels will always be pointed at the sun, providing power to the spacecraft. The spacecraft rotates tail overhead once per orbit, keeping the telescope always pointed up into space away from the Earth.
And finally, tell us, why is the WISE mission so important? What will we learn from it?
Well, Roz, WISE is a gap filler mission. It will fill the gap in all sky surveys in the mid-infrared. It will also create a catalog of over 300 million sources that will be of interest to future infrared studies, especially the James Webb Space Telescope, scheduled to launch in 2014. WISE may well find the closest star to the sun. We now know only the closest visible star, and since two-thirds of the objects in the universe are invisible to our eyes, we may well find the closest star. Since we are mapping the trajectory of so many asteroids, we'll also be providing needed information for those tracking the danger potential of asteroids in our solar system.
Thank you, Joan. We'll be looking forward in just a few days to a successful launch of the WISE satellite. I'm Roz Brown.
You are listening to the IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. Cool.
The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is produced by the New Media Working Group of the International Year of Astronomy 2009. Audio post-production by Preston Gibson. Bandwidth donated by Libsyn.com and Wizard Media. Web design by Clockwork Active Media Systems. You may reproduce and distribute this audio for non-commercial purposes. Please consider supporting the podcast with a few dollars or euros. Visit us on the web at 365daysofastronomy.org or email us at info@365daysofastronomy.org. Until tomorrow, goodbye.